97.9 WSBT, Rick and April on our final show together this morning. 55 years I've been on radio. It's been a joy. It's been an absolute joy. One of the best things I did was invite April to join me on the morning show. We've just had a great time together.
The best things you did? Really? That's kind of stretching it.
Yeah, one of the best things as far as the morning show. Yeah.
Thank you.
No, you're certainly welcome. I call this sugar and spice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I said to April, you know, I know sometimes you'll say something and it'll just come out.
Inappropriate.
Family show. So, yeah.
It's April, nice that your friends like that I give you crap sometimes.
They do. They do. Our listeners love it. I want to say hello to Ed, who is taking good care of our landscaping and everything at our home with some kind words. Ed, nice to know you're listening. Thank you for all that you do. You know, I think about over the years and everything, and there's just so much. And you who listen every morning, gosh, appreciate it so much. Absolutely appreciate it. And I can remember when Mel Laird, who was secretary on the White House staff, I believe for President Nixon, and Mel Laird, the Mel Laird Center in Marshfield, named after him. And every 2 years, Mel Laird had his best students come to the University of Wisconsin, and he would invite in a great guest to speak to them. This was, you know, the top students. And I can remember one year he invited in Henry Kissinger. So Henry Kissinger came to town.
Wow.
But only in Wisconsin would this happen, okay? So Mel flew into the Mosinee Airport, had a rental car, and the rental car broke down between the airport and Stevens Point. So here poor Henry Kissinger, Secretary of State, is stranded on the road.
Hitchhiking.
And somebody in Wisconsin, only in Wisconsin, stopped to say, "Can I help you?"
Yeah.
And they probably didn't even know who he was, but it was a farmer who stopped.
Yeah. Okay.
The heart and soul of America are
Absolutely.
Farmers, and stopped and gave him a ride so he could be on time for, you know, Mel Laird's event.
Yeah.
And Mel Laird, I think he was in Florida. He would listen to the morning show every morning because he was looking to stay in touch with central Wisconsin, and he would listen on the stream to hear the news and things that we were talking about so he could stay informed. So we miss Mel Laird. He did so much for so many, and his name will always be remembered.
Another memory I'll never forget is one of my dear friends, part of my WSBT sports broadcast group, covered the Senior U.S. Open at Century World. What a thrill that was. And then we covered this spring the Women's U.S. Open at Erin Hills, and then we were down in Madison for the Steve Stricker Champions Tour event. Three great events with three dear friends, Scott, Stanford, and Tom. I'll always remember that, and I hope you enjoyed the coverage too. One other memory, as I think back to the early days of WSPT, when I bought the radio stations, the station on Friday would always go to what they called All Oldies Fridays, and that started at noon. And that played all the way through Friday into Saturday around noon. And WSBT, which was playing the current hits at the time, would go back to the oldies of the 60s and the 70s and early 80s. And people from all over would listen into that. It was a special treat. Their favorite songs from that period. Just another memory right here on WSBT.
Celebrities that we've gotten to talk with over the years, there were many. And one of the things at Muzzy Broadcasting we do is concerts. I've been doing concerts for 30 years, ever since I started in Eau Claire at Z100, when we did the Shake, Rattle, and Roll concerts every year, which was a wonderful event. It was like 3 days of nonstop concerts. All the artists at the time, the current artists from the 70s and the 80s were there, and even the late 60s were there. And it was such fun. And I can remember, we being the sponsoring radio stations, we had our Winnebago remote vehicle, and they would all come into our studio, and they would interview with us before they went on stage and performed. And I always made sure that I got a picture of Eva with each of the celebrities. And I've got all those pictures at our home. And I can remember Eva one of the celebrities that came was Frankie Valli. Frankie Valli, somebody that even I grew up listening to in the Four Seasons. Well, Frankie was there, and we were right behind stage, and I got a picture with Eva and Frankie, and Frankie put his arm around Eva's back, and he said to her, "You seem so tense." And she says, "Oh, you're my idol. I've listened to you for the last 30 years. And he said, 20.
20. Way to make a guy feel old. Thanks.
Yeah, it's a great picture, a great memory. One of the other celebrities that we got to meet was a wonderful man by the name of B.J. Thomas. And B.J. Thomas, of course, had many great songs. And one of the songs that he sang was Raindrops. And it was in the movie Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. And I got a chance to visit with him behind stage. This was when he was in Wisconsin Rapids at the Performing Arts Center. And then later we had him to the Grand Theater. But this is part of our visit with B.J. Thomas. B.J. just came off stage that day. I was so appreciative of the fact that he gave me an opportunity to visit with him, because you can imagine he's working hard to put on a great show, which he did. But one of the things that he told me, not that night, but when I brought him to Wausau for a concert, we're driving around in my car. I'm sitting right beside B.J. Thomas, and he's reminiscing about the years on the road in his career. And he says, "Rick, I'm so lucky. I'm still here today. Many of my friends are gone because they got caught up in that trap of drugs and they just didn't survive. But we're so glad that B.J., he did." And I think one of his proudest memories was when his grandson was named after him. Aww. They called him Little BJ.
Nice.
That was really important. So we got a chance to visit with BJ.
BJ, tell me that story again about how Raindrops came to be. And did you ever get a chance to meet Robert and Paul and Catherine?
No, you know, at one time, I lived about 10 minutes from Paul Newman up in Connecticut. I lived in Stamford, Connecticut, and he lived in Westport. But I never did really meet him, and I don't think it was a big deal to them. It really, for me at the time, it wasn't a big deal to me, but it is now. I wish I'd have hooked up with him. But I got it. You know, I was with Scepter Records, and Scepter's mainstay was Dionne Warwick. And, of course, Burt Bacharach and Hal David wrote and produced 90% of her stuff. So as soon as, you know, I was with the label, I've just come off stage, with, not even 10 minutes ago, so I'm still a little wound up. But, you know, of course, they produced all her stuff, so immediately they wanted Burt and Hal to do something with me and produce a session on me, and you know, I just kind of was in the right place at the right time. I'm sure I would eventually have recorded with them, but, you know, the Raindrops was not a Dionne Warwick song. So I kind of was right there, and it was kind of an obvious choice for everybody.
Great song.
97.9 WSBT, Rick and April on our final morning show this morning. Good to be with you. It's always been good to be with you all of these years. And thanks for joining us. Thanks for making this so special each and every time. You know, one of the memories over time that I have is some of the things that happened at WSBT. And that is, WSBT has been known throughout the nation as one of the great radio stations. Some really good people came from here and went on in their careers. Also, WSBT was what was called a reporting station, a record reporting station with radio and records. And the other radio stations around the country would watch and see what we were playing. And then if they said, if WSBT is playing it, maybe we should play that record too. And one of those songs was We Built the City. And we were basically the only station in America playing it, taking a chance on it. And it went to number one as the other radio stations started to play it. And they credit us with helping them being a number one hit band. The other thing that I remember when I got here in 1988, they used to have what was called junk boat races on Lake Paqua every summer. And if you never experienced that, it was an annual tradition, a WSBT tradition. young men and women would build handmade boats, and they would launch them onto Lake Pakwa. They were made out of cardboard. They were made out of everything. Needless to say, many of them didn't make it very far before they sunk. And the boat that did the best was the winner of the junk boat race.
Nice.
So that was fun. That was an annual summer event. And then the summer events that continue on are our happy hours. And we're so happy about that. And thanks to Russ and Reed at Culver's for always being there for us for that. Our next happy hour coming up, and that will be at the Red Robin this month.
On the 20th, I believe.
And then we'll be back at Culver's in September. That's all coming up. So stay with us for that. Concert. I'm so pleased about our concerts. We have three concerts coming up. We have a concert with Journey from the Heart on November 15th. Exile, that's coming up as well. That's going to be on January 9th. And then we have another concert, a Great Kiss tribute concert. That's coming up in April. And those tickets will be on sale very soon. The concert date is April the 3rd at 7:30 p.m., so be watching for that. That's coming up. Well, we're getting near the end. Stay with us for our very last song. Larry from the Isle of Car Show called in and said, is it this song? And I said, a great song, Larry, but that's not the one. And he says, I think I know which one it is. So keep listening. We also want to tell you, we have a new morning show starting Monday.
Starting Monday.
Yep, our own Mark, who you've heard on the radio, you've seen at remotes, you've seen him introducing our concerts. Mark is going to be taking over the reins on Monday, and it's going to be a fun time. I'm sure you're going to enjoy it. He's looking forward to it. It's going to be 6 to 10. It's going to be an hour longer than what we did, but it starts Monday right here on WSPT.
Wisconsin's greatest hits.
97.9 WSPT. Well, as we end our morning show this morning, I just want to say thanks to everyone who have been with us all of these years. It's so much appreciated. And certainly April for being my sidekick for these many years. I look forward to the time when I can listen on Monday morning when Mark takes over the morning show. And it's going to be special. I know you'll love it. But I have to say a special thanks to my wife, Eva, who has taken the ride with me all these years. And I couldn't have done it without her. She's been my right-hand wingman all of these years, helping us during the tough times and the good times. So, Eva, I love you. Thank you so much. And as we get closed here at 9:29, I want to go out with one of my favorite songs. That song may surprise you what it is. It's one of my favorites. You probably know that I've loved country music all of these years as well. And one of my favorite stars of all time was George Strait. 60 number one hits. And he had one song that I thought would be an appropriate close today. As a kid, I wanted to be a cowboy. And as I grew up, I became a broadcaster. But I think this song tells the story of I've walked the walk. You've been here for me all of these years. It's so appreciated.
Setting on the things I wish I
I just want to say one more time, thanks for being with me all these years. I truly will miss you. I couldn't have said it better.